Tomorrow's share is like a third of what it was last week. That's what the Rosh said when he heard we're learning in an hour. Wait until they come to Hilcha Shabbos. Good morning.
Traditional, the other ones are not like that.
No. Not so long.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kayvon.
Morning, Zelig.
Okay, we'll set up over here. Good morning. With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's three Prakim Rambam, Eruvin, Prakim Vav, Zayin, and Ches. Indeed, today we will be making the Siyum on Hilchos Eruvin. We are beginning with Perek Vav. We learned up until now the dinim of an Eruv Chatzeres / Shituv Muvois, and now we are starting to learn about Eruv Tchumen. All of the three chapters will be about the Eruv Tchumen. Perek Vav will be about the Eruv Tchumen basics, focusing on being ma'ariv with oichel or hanochas oichel, as we will learn. Perek Vav has 24 halachas, beginning with halacha aleph. Says the Rambam, Mi sheyatzim min ha-medina Erev Shabbos. If a person wants to leave the city on Erev Shabbos, someone leaves the city on Erev Shabbos, v'hiniach mezoin shtei se'udos rachik min ha-medina b'teichat chum, and the person deposits somewhere outside of the city the amount of food that is needed to have two meals. This is something that we already learned in the previous section of Eruvin, of Hilchas Eruvin. And that is the amount of 18 groygeres, or 18 dried up figs, or approximately 6 eggs. And here's the key word, v'kavash v'sasei sham, either he decided to establish his residence there, or the meaning is by doing so, he establishes his residence over there. Even if prior to Shabbos, he returns home, but he left his food in that location. So it's considered as if the words are he was kind of Shavisa, which means that he acquired his place of residence for Shabbos at the location of his food. Mikan, also as we learned also in yesterday's share regarding a base dita, right, that you have to eat in. Here also, the eating is interestingly more kaiveya than sleeping. Since you eat there or you have food which will potentially allow you to eat there, that's why halachically we can consider that is your place of residence. And the placement of food, as we mentioned, is called Eruvei Tchumen. Really, in next chapter, we're going to learn that you don't always have to deposit food. You could actually be there yourself. And that extends to a concept of Kinyan Shvisa, Berichuk Machim, as we'll learn, God willing, in the next chapter. But we begin by the concept of extending your Tchum by the placement of food. Okay. Now, we learned in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chof Zayin, the din of Tchumen. The Rambam paskins that Tchumen is midoeraisa, which means that you may not walk beyond the place which you took Shabbos in. That includes if you took Shabbos in a city or in a Reshus HaYachid from outside of the city or from outside the Reshus HaYachid. Midoeraisa, you cannot go beyond 12 mil. Midrabanan, which is what we're discussing here, because we have to keep rabbinic law, of course, we're not allowed to go beyond 2,000 amma. When you place your food over there, the law doesn't change. You are still bound by the biblical 12 mil. You're still bound by the 2,000 amma, but you only begin counting it from the place of your food. Says the Rambam Halacha Beis. And therefore, you can now walk the same distance, which is 2,000 ammas in each direction, But ground zero is the place where you left your food. Let's not forget details that we learned towards the end of Hilchos Shabbos. Like, for example, the Rambam paskins that if you took in Shabbos out there without intent of coming to the city, you were kind of shvisa, you were on a trip and you stopped and you said, that's where I'm keeping Shabbos. If a city happens to be within the proximity of 2,000 amas, if you remember what we learned is that when you walk into the city, we don't say that since the edge of the city was within your 2,000 amas and once you entered the city, you can consider the whole city dalad amas. We don't say that. We say that only if the entire city is swallowed in the 2,000 amas, as we learned there. But if your 2,000 amas end somewhere in the middle of the city, you can only walk until that location in the middle of the city. And the same thing will apply over here, that if you can walk from the place of Ye'eduf towards the city 2,000 amas, and Eina Mahalach B'medina Ela Atzoif Midasi, but if the 2,000 amas ends in the middle of the city, that's all you can walk. Now, however, but if the entire Medina was swallowed within the 2,000 amas, only then do we say, Techashef HaMedina Kolik Arba Amas, V'yash L'Midasi Chutzala. And Allah Gimel further Ketzad, for example, Harei Shini Yechesiru V'Birichuk Elof Amas, See, the Rambam is emphasizing you didn't place your Eruv 2,000 amas away from the city. The Rambam cannot say that. The Rambam is saying that you placed your Eruv 2,000 amas from your house in the Medina. Because when do we say that since you took Shabbos in the city, the whole city is your Dalad Amas? That's if you intended to take Shabbos in that city. Then the city is only like Dalad Amas, even if the city is like Nineveh. But the moment you're koina yeshivisa outside the city, that is where you are really are halachically, then you only get to walk 2,000 amas. And if, for example, your house would be 2,000 amas plus an amma away from the place of your eruv, you would not even be allowed to walk there. It would be beyond your eruv. The eruv was placed, he's saying, 1,000 amas from your house. That's what we're counting. So you can walk from the place of your food 2,000 amas to the Mizrach. And only another elef amam mibeisiv l'teich hamadina, because you only get 2,000 amas even if the second thousand, right, is not going to cover your whole medina. Then you cannot walk in your whole medina. But if from where you placed your food, if you're going towards the direction of your city, to the other end of the city, all of it is within the 2,000 amas, only then do we say that the city is like 4 amas. And therefore, via halach chutzalah, then you can walk the other 996. You can't walk another 2,000 amas, but then you can walk because the city does take up, does eat up to 4 amas. And therefore, Allah adala l'fikach. If you put the eruv exactly 2,000 amas away, again, not from the Medina, from the house in the Medina, which is great because you put the eruv within your tchum. But that also means that since your house is at the edge of your tchum, it's 2,000 amas away from the food, you cannot walk one amma towards the other direction. Hifsid es kol amadina kula. V'nimsa, on one side, mahalach mibesi ad eruv alpaim amma. And from the eruv back to his house, 2,000 amas. So that's great. But ve'enoi mahalach mibesi b'madina l'ruach maida, but you cannot go, in our case, if you put the eruv towards the mizrach, you cannot walk out of your house towards maida, even one amma. Gevaldik. Now, another din, as we mentioned, if you're koine shavisa inside a city, if you're koine shavisa inside even a reshus hayachid, you only begin counting the 2,000 amma when you leave the city, when you leave the reshus hayachid. So let's go with the same logic. If you were to place your eruv tchumen out there, but in a home, then there also, you don't count 2,000 amas from your food. You only count the 2,000 amas from when you leave that home. Even if you put it in a city as big as Nineveh, we're speaking about a city that's encircled with a wall, in other words, in a halachic reshus hayachid, afilu, if the city is completely in ruins, it's not about whether people live there, it's just about it being in a halachic reshus hayachid in Shabbos, or if you put it in a ma'ara, but on a ma'ara, which is a naturally built, it's a natural enclosed area. Haru'uya l'diyoyden, for it not to have a din of a carmelist, let's say, then mahalach has kul of a chutzala alpayim amal achol ruach. Very good. Halacha hey, amaniach hiru v'tech amadina shoshav azbah. What happens if a person is taking the city in Los Angeles and they put their eduv at the other edge, but still within the city? What did they do? Zero. They did nothing. Because when you're koina your shvisa in a city, then you only start counting the 2,000 amas from outside the city. Makes no difference whether you were in your house or whether you were on the other side of the city. So you didn't do anything. Why would you? You're moided from the outside of the city. When we also learned about those Ibure Shalir, was any physical part of outside of the city, which is halachically considered part of the city. Again, you didn't accomplish anything. Also, if you placed your eduv outside the tchum, and that's key, if you placed your eduv outside the tchum, then you accomplished nothing. Because the pshat of the eduv is that I am able actually to go there and to have that food. You placed your eduv out of Shabbos. You walked back to your home. If that food was beyond the tchum, then you can never get to it. If you can never get to it, then it's not your food for the Shabbos, and it's as if you did nothing. Okay, that's the basic concept of Eruvim. Now, just to appreciate, unlike the last topic of Eruv Chatzeres, where, let's say, someone can be mezaka for me, the Eruv Chatzeres, which is what people actually do nowadays, because it's only a schus for me and not a chayva, that is completely not related to Eruv Tchumim. Eruv Tchumim doesn't give you more area to walk in. Eruv Tchumim only changes where you can walk. It's really a person can only walk 2,000 amas l'chol ruach, which is a total of 4,000 amas. 2,000 to the right, 2,000 to the left, 2,000 front, 2,000 to the back. When you place your Eruv in another location, you don't get to walk 1 millimeter more than those 4,000 amas. The only question is, where? Now, every person might want to use that amas in a different location. You can never place an eruv tchumen for someone without their consent, as we're going to learn soon. But the halacha vav is something that most people are not aware of. The Rambam says that an eruv tchumen lechatchila should only be placed if there's a mitzvah need. Halacha vav, ein ma'arv an eruv tchumen elo l'dvar mitzvah. Now, the bar mitzvah here has a very broad application. That's clear. This is not the only time, but you constantly see that on Shabbos, people would visit the Beis Ta'avel. All right, even though the Avel is not sitting Shiva in the traditional way, but when you visit a person who's in mourning on Shabbos, you're doing a mitzvah. You're going to a Shana Brachas. Look at the Rambam writes. You have a friend that you didn't see for a while, and you want to fabreng with him. That's also called advar mitzvah. That's one type of reason that justifies placing an eruv tchumen. What's the fear? Obviously, it's not pikuach nefesh, for that you don't need anything. But yeah, you know, you want to have the option that just in case there's going to be a riot, so then you'll be able to go further away from the city. Or in a listim that you heard might be going through this area. That is lachatchila why you may place an eruv. However, says the Rambam im eruv shloy leechad mikol elu ella ledivrei harashus. But after the fact, it's still valid. Hadei ze eruv. Okay, halacha zayin. Kol shemeshtat from boy is referring to the items. One of the big differences between the eruv chatzedus and the shit of mavois was the type of food. Eruv Chatzeres is very exclusive. You can only use a whole piece of bread, a wholesome piece of bread. For Shituv Mavoyis, we learned I think there were four items, chutz min amayim, chutz min amelach, and mushrooms and truffles. So kol shem mishtarfim by all food that can be used for a shituf, ma'arvim by eruv itchomen, which is great. Not only that which you use for an eruv chatzetz, kol she'ei mishtarfim by, but if something cannot even be used for a shituf mavoyis, ei ma'arvim by eruv itchomen. Another din, the kama shir eruv itchomen. Now here's key. If you remember by the shituf mavoyis, even though up until a certain point, everyone has to give, right? The total that we said was the 18 gregetas. But once you reach more than that, then you don't have to give more for each person. That's the maximum limit. By an eruv tuchumen, every person has to have their mazon shtei seudas. Mazon shtei seudas halach leyachad. But v'im haya liftan, if the food that they are giving is not food that people eat for nourishment, but it's something that they normally eat with bread, and the Rambam was lenient by the shittut mavoyis that you don't need to have the 18 gregeres of meat. You only have to have the amount of meat that people eat with mazon shtei seudas. That is also over here. Kedei lechol by shtei seudas k'moy ha shittuf. Halacha ches v'tzorech shiyehu v'eruv v'makam echad. You have to make sure that this person is in the same location. What are we talking about, same location? So full of mashal. I'm placing my food before Shabbos, guys, out there. Let's say I'm going to the limit, whatever it is. I'm going 2,000 ounces. I'm going 1,000 ounces. I'm placing my food somewhere, and I plan to eat it there. If I'm going to be in one place where I plan to eat it, and I'm placing my food, let's say I'm going to place the food in a Rishus HaYachid that I'm unable to enter, and I plan to be Shoivis right nearby in the Rishus HaRavim, it's not a good Eruv, because you may not try, you're not allowed to be you cannot transfer to Rishus HaYachad or Rishus HaRabim. Because you have to place the food in a place where there is no halachic prohibition for you to take it. Now, why is the Rambam emphasizing Bein HaShemashes? Because now that we established in Halacha Vav that Lachatchila, a native Tchumen, is placed with Dvar Mitzvah, we learned in Halacha Shabbos that Bein HaShemashes, there are certain leniencies that are given when it comes to Dvar Mitzvah. If the violation is only a rabbinic nature, so now we're going to have, because of all of this together, various leniencies. And you put your eruv right there, b'rishus hayachid, or the opposite. You have in mind to be shoivis in the rishus hayachid, but you put your food in the rishus harabim, which may, that transfer is asin midoy raisa, and therefore even on bein hashmashes, because it's a suffix de raisa, you may not make that transfer as well, ain't an eruv at all. In contrast, in this, and the physical place where you hid your mazon was in a halachic karmelis, and even though you may not carry from a karmelis to a rishus hayachad or to a rishus harabim, but it's only midrabanan, then it is an eruv. Why? Because shebishas kniyas or eruv. When does the eruv go into effect? Bein hashmashos mutar lahoitzi ulahachnis mikol achas mishtei harishuos lekarmelis ledvar mitzvah. And the guys, here's the key: we just established in Halacha Vav that an eruv tchumen is placed ledvar mitzvah. Shekol davar shumi divrei sofrim legozru ala bein hashmashos b'makom mitzvah ebishas adchak. Okay, halacha yud. So here halacha ches and tes was that I placed the eruv b'makom that halachically I will not be able to take it. Now in Halacha Yud, we're going to learn about a scenario where you place your eruv and you technically cannot take it. For example, you put your food in a migdol v'nal and you locked it, right? It was a closet and you locked the closet and you lost the key. So there's no halachic issue. Well, there is a halachic issue about breaking. We'll see in a moment. Im Guys, malacha means a malacha doir aisa. Then there is an eruv. I'm giving this example because, like mekalkel, the Shabbos is takasim mid rabbanon, but it's spotted. Was if you're able to get it out there without doing a malacha, then you have an eruv. She'ein isur lasu is ben hashmashes b'makom mitzvah ella a proper malacha, and not, he's saying, and not something that's only asim mid rabbanon. The sonny b'roish hakonem. Here we have an exception that in this case will be machmer. If a person put it on the top of a reed or on top of some sort of shaft, which is growing out of the ground, eina eruv, it's not an eruv, because we have a gezeda that if you might if you'll be allowed to use that food, you might end up uprooting the reed. We just said that normally, if the issue is only a gzeira, which means the medrabanan, the eruv does go into effect, the level of the possibility of when you are taking food off the top of a kana, that's a very flimsy, it's just a reed, is so high that this is the exception. But if this reed was already uprooted, it's just stuck into the ground, then it's no problem. How do you say it? Okay, halacha yudalv. Kol ha-meniach eruvai, whoever places the eruv, which is what we're talking about in Perek Vav, right, the eruv, which is through the hanochas oichel, yesh loy b'makam eruvai arba amas. First, you have dalad amas. And then beyond your dalad amas, you begin counting the 2,000. And why is that important? He says, gavaldik, lefikach. Ha-meniach eruvai tchumen shaloi b'soif ha-tchum. Someone put it mamish at the border. You put it 2,000 amas away from your city. And vinizgal gal ho'edov, which means on bein hashmashes, the wind blew the food. An animal dragged the food. I don't care how the food was rolled. But where did it roll to? Itaka went beyond the tchum, but it only went to amas. Now, guys, here's the gevaldik part of the Rambam. When you say that when you place the edov in a location, I know you only have 2,000 amas to each side, but first you have 4 amas. Not 4 amas here, 4 amas there. A total of 4 amas. And how do you count those 4 amas? Wherever the food is, 2 amas to the right and 2 amas to the left. Not 4 amas in each direction. So if the food that was l'chatchila placed at the boundary of 2,000 amas went even further, but it only went 2 amas and not more. And we just said that the makim of the food, there you have 4 amas, which means 2 amas in each direction. Then you're still good. But the moment the Erev rolled beyond a millimeter, beyond the 2 amas, now it's mamish beyond your tchum. And as we learned in the beginning of this perek, because you won't be able to get. How great is that? Okay, halacha yudbeis. Nizgalgal Erev yatzah shtei amas chutz l'tchum, or the Erev was lost, or the Erev was burnt, or when you placed it, the truma was edible truma, and now it became tummy. So when do we need for the Eruv to be be'en, be'oilam? If that happened prior to Bein Hashmashes, in the Eruv, if it happened only after it got dark, even though after it got dark, there's no food you have there, there's nothing there, that burnt. Misha Hashecha, it is an Eruv. Why Shekiniyasa Eruv happens during Bein Hashmashes? Now, if you have a doubt when it happened, the Imsafik, look how lenient we are. Still, it's an Eruv. As long as Vadai, the food that you placed, was good for a moment, you have that Chazaka. You just don't know when it got ruined. Then we say Safik. You can be lenient. Your Safik Eruv Kasher. Lefika Chemnechalo Eruv Bein Hashmashes. Now that I'm a Zavik Chiddush. What's Bein Hashmashes? We keep on learning. Bein Hashmashes is a Safik Yom, Safik Laila. I know when my food got destroyed, or when an animal ate it, or another person ate it. It happened during Bein Hashmashes. Well, if Bein Hashmashes has a din of Laila, then my food was only eaten at night. Then it's good. Halachically, we have a doubt. But because we just established that if when you placed it, there was a Vaday moment, then it was good. The suffix is only when it got destroyed, even if it got destroyed, Bein Hashmashes, yes, Hadeza Eru. Wow. Halacha Yud Gimel, Amr Oloi Shnayim, Seva Arev Oleinu. Here, as it becomes clear, I don't need to be the person that places the Eru for me. I can appoint a Shliach to do so. And like we just mentioned before, verbally, that one may not do it on their own for me, because it's not an act of a zikoy. Who says I want to be shoivis over there, which will limit my walking to the opposite direction? You can only walk 2,000 amas to each direction. But if you send a shliach, that's kavaldik. Now, what happens if two people told the same shliach, seva arev aleinu, place food for me, echad erev olavi ba'odyoim? The shliach, for whatever reason, did not put the food down at the same time. For one person, he put the food down, which is ideally when prior to Bein Hashmashes. The echad ate of all of Bein Hashmashes and the other set of Mazon Shtei Seudas, right? One for the Uven, one for Shimon. For the Uven's food, he put down before Bein Hashmashes. And for whatever reason, Shimon Svuri only put down Bein Hashmashes. What do we say now? If you put down the food Bein Hashmashes, it's going to be good because it's Safek. Because we can say, ah, Bein Hashmashes is day. So Zesh, Erev Olamim Be'odyoim, Nechalot Be'Bein Hashmashes. And furthermore, the one whose food was placed prior to Bein Hashmashes was eaten up during Bein Hashmashes. So for you to say it works, for that person you have to paskin. Yeah, Bein Hashmashes is already night. These two people are not using the same Eruv. Even though it was placed by the same person, they're not bound together. Every person is judged separately. For every person, you're going to pass him any way that will make it lenient for them. Because since you're Bein Hashmashik, Safiku, and for each one be paskin, Safiku Eruv Kosh. Nevertheless, if Safek chashecha, safek loy chashecha. If you are in Bein Hashmashes time, lechatchila says the Rambam, ein ma'arin rubitchum lechatchila. Don't put it down Bein Hashmashes. Don't lechatchila be soymech on the safek. The im eidav, but if a person did so, even knowing that he shouldn't have, no one is penalized over here.
The chiddush is that the assumption for each one contradicts the other one.
Correct, and they both use this, and they both use the same shliach. Just because they use the same shliach, they're not bound by the same rules. Everyone has their own shaila, but we're not done yet. More sfeikas. Halacha yudalid nafal alo eid of galim b'yoyim. A gal means some sort of building collapsed on it. So what's the rule? What did we say? The rule is that if getting to your food during Bein Hashmashes is not going to violate a malacha, now that's not so simple, because in most cases when a building collapses, going through the rubble is going to be a violation. So the Rambam is going to speak it out. Im yachol leitzim b'leisiyas malacham, hadeis a kashin. Shalifi, like we said, shumuta leitzia Bein Hashmashes, even if you're violating a rabbinic. Shuhu oshas kinyas ha'eruv. But the im nafal olav gal meshech ha'sheicha, if a pile amount of building fell on it after it got dark, b'chlal is not a problem. Hadeis ha'eruv. V'af ha'pi she'iyef shal leitzia ala b'asiyas malacham, doesn't bother me. Now, safik mi ba'odyoim nafal olav, safik mi shechashecha, if you don't know when this building collapsed. So then again, that is a kasher. Even though it could have happened mi ba'odyoim, you don't know, you have a doubt. Shesafik ha'ed of kasher. Aval, in contrast, here comes a big chiddush over here, which many of the that Ivan disagrees, but says that Rambam im erev bitruma. Shesafik temeyom. What happens if the food that you have, there's a doubt whether you may eat it or not? It's not an eruv. Why is it not an eruv? Why don't we say that it's a suffix? I'll tell you why. Because if a coin would have been there, would he have eaten it? A coin de facto never would have eaten it. Why not? Because it's a suffix if it's stomach. No, it's if there's a doubt in the Metzias, was it burnt at what time? So we don't know when it happened. So we can be soimich that it happened already later. But here, the food lachatchila you knew, you understand? You're using a safek tamei deka food. No matter when a kohen would have gotten there, the kohen never would have eaten it. Not because the kohen is saying vadai tamei, but because whenever you have a suffix, if truma's tamei, you cannot eat it mi suffix. So if someone would never eat this food, it's not a good eruv. Ein eruv she'ein asuda
ha'ruyam. If you're Yisrael and you use truma, is it okay?
That's another thing. We're going to learn soon about that. It doesn't have to be edible to me. We have it also by eruv, by the sheet of mavois. It has to be edible. Let's go see. The Rambam is going to address it. I think what I said is correct. If not, then we're going to correct ourselves from the Rambam. But the point is that even if you only need a coin to eat it, a safek will vadai never eat safek truma. That's the word. You don't know which one are guys. Each one, obviously, each kicker has enough of the mazon shtei seudos. That must be. And you're putting both of them down and you're saying, listen, whichever one is kosher for me to eat, because one of them is tarred, I'm relying on that. Also, because you won't eat it. You won't eat neither of them because you have a doubt. Now we're learning dinim of making stipulations. A person is able to make a stipulation when it comes to kachim, that this now is still a choyl. Tomorrow it should be chal. the kachem, and you use the eruv, what would you think? Now, guys, once it's kachem, you may not eat it. But when you said lemachar kodesh, when is the kachem chal? What does lemachar mean? When it's a vaday night. So then eruv eruv. Shebein hashmoshes adayin lenis kachem vaday. And it began v'ru'uya hoysami ba'od yoyim. Unlike the case of Tezvav, where you had a suffix tuma or two kikrois, that even Miba Oid Yoim you had the doubt. Here, Miba Oid Yoim, for sure it's Choyl. Avalim Amar Hayim Kodesh Olamachar Choyl. Now, how that works, I don't know, because once something is holy, I don't know how, but in the cases where you can make this work, Ein Ma'arvim Ba, because since it began as Kodesh, it only becomes Vaday Choyl at night. Like there's the Cheskas Meikara. The same type of stipulation can be made by Truma. A person can make such a stipulation. Now, if you say this is only Truma Mishatachshach, what is it before it's Truma? It's Tevel. Tevel is not good. Tevel no one can eat. Truma, at least a coin can eat. Okay, halacha Yud Zayin. Now we're going about location. If a person places his eruv in a beis hakfaris, it's not an eruv. Why not? Listen to this: lefisha beis hakfaris asur bahano, and that's a very important halacha. I know lahavdol by the goyim, people go to the beis hakfaris and they bring a bottle of mashke and they drink l'chaim. Okay, but I'm saying you can't have any hana in a beis hakfaris, which includes eating or drinking. So imagine. You're placing the food there. You're koina shvisa. No, you can't be koina shvisa there. You're not allowed to eat there. That's called having anor. This is a private location. This is, you know, it's not to the Rosh Hashanah. You're benefiting by its exclusivity as a cemetery for eating. That's something else. They sleep in a cemetery to be imbued with, yeah.
So, but that's koina shvisa.
You're not allowed to do that. That's an isur for itself. The kivin shoroitze v'kiyom ha'eruv sham achar kenia. Well, okay, he's not speaking about the eating there. He's speaking about you wanting the food to remain. It should be guarded. That's the thing. So you want the food to be safe kept, because if it's going to be eaten up before Ben Hashmashes, it's probably not going to be good. So the harayna henaboy, and it's not good. In contrast, if you put your food in a beis apras, there are many types of beis apras. Let's speak about a place where there was a grave. The grave was plowed over. Midrabanan, there's a chashash. Open to a certain distance that maybe a fragment of the bone is on the top of the ground and therefore etzim is matamik yisoeirah. Rabbinically, you cannot go there. Hanei ze eruv. Wow. And even if it's a koyin. One second, but a koyin, just like we said, safek truma, won't go there. This is a tumah derabanan. You could go there. You know how you can go into a beis hapras? Either be migdal hapoideyach. The beis hapoideyach today would be with the airplane, with the helicopter. But then it also meant someone can put you in a wagon, and other people can carry the wagon as long as you're not touching the ground. We're going to learn about oil zoruk. The Rambam holds that the bottom, the floor of this migdal is separating the tuma from the ground to you. A coin is allowed to be in there, or as we learned, if you blow on the ground very strongly. So even if there's a bone fragment, it's like you're going through a minefield. You can go through such a beis hapras. Since there is a way for a coin to get there, it is considered a valid day. Halacha yutches. Rabim sherotzu lishtate be'eruv etchum. So then mekapsim kolam eruvim. Everyone, like we said, has to give shtei se'udas halacha v'echad. And if it's a whole group together, umanichan oisa b'klei echad, in the place that they all consented to. Furthermore, ve'im asa echad eruv alidei kulam. But if only one person is going to be getting the food and is going to want to be mezakeh it for all, sarach lezakeh islam alidei achar. So number one, there has to be an act of zikri. And we learned this already in the previous chapter of the Chos Eidavan. An act of zikri means if I own this food, I cannot lift it up on behalf of everyone. Of course not, because it has to leave my reshus for other people to be able to acquire. So first of all, you have to use another. And number two, every individual has to be notified. Here's the chayin, Rabbi Yid, replacing your tchum in that location. Unlike the eruv chatzeiros, Now, if that person was notified prior to Shabbos that we were mezaken eder for you, even though he did not say, oh, I'm happy with that, he said nothing. He left it open. So still, since he knew about it before Bein HaShemashes, later during Shabbos, he says, oh, that's great. That is an eruv. That means it's an eruv lemafreya. You understand? Because he never consented clearly. But if he only was notified after it got dark, and yoitzaboy. Because the act of zikui was not chal at all. Why not? Because it's not an act of zikui. But this is a chayim if you don't want to be there. When you do this act of zikoy, so you have to know hilchas kinyanu, like you have to be an adult. And we learned this dinim before in hilchas eruvin. Whoever is allowed to be used for the act of zikoy for eruv chatzeros, that is the person mezaken al yode be eruv tchumen. We learned all this, I think, in Perek Aleph noch. B'chol mi she'ena mezak al yode eruv chatzeros, ema av al yode eruv tchumen. Halacha chav. A person can give a coin to a first to a balabayis, not to a merchant, asking that person to make an act for you. Now, by the way, you know, it's, you can rely on him that he's going to do it. The money itself is nothing, right? He has to, that balabas is going to have to actually acquire bread, make a halachic kinyan on bread, for you, which is Meshicha, right? We're going to learn the Hilchas Kinyanim. So the din is that you can rely on him, on a balabas. But if you're giving to a storekeeper, or you're giving to a baker money, and you're telling them, Zakei li b'ma azu, so din is Einoy Eruv. Wow. He might forget to do it. This is so practical. In other words, if I'm going into a store, he's busy selling merchandise to people. If I give him money, he already got his money. Will he actually make a lift up the, will he be mezaka bread for me? I don't know. Don't forget, money doesn't make the king and he has to take the bread. A balabas, you realize. However, ve'im amarloi, but if he is, the communication is more explicit, he doesn't just say, have, zakei li b'mazu means, have someone acquire the eder for me. If he tells Arev Alai B'ma'azu, established an Eidu for me, he says these words, establish an Eidu for me, then we can rely. It's the more explicit of a statement you make. That's a very good rule in marriage. If you communicate very explicitly, there's a much higher chance that the other party, the other, is gonna take it more to heart. Even though Zakeli, he understood what you are referring to, but he didn't use the words eruv. Now, im nasan like keli, but amar like tenli, but ze oichalos keli boim. Then haneze lekiach oichalom arav boy, because that's called a bona fide king and chalipim. In other words, don't forget, guys, you have to actually own it. Now, one way of owning it is the ideal way is to make a mashiach on the food itself, or you give money. That's the whole point of the spedik. Just giving the money itself is not the kinyan. It has to be a mashiach. But if you made a kinyan chalip, and then you taka own the food already. Halacha chafalt. Ma'arev adam eruv itchumen al yidei b'noi ubitoi haktanim. Can I establish it for someone else? We just said no. You have to get their consent. However, there are exceptions. My minor sons and daughters. I can place an eruv for them. Bein midaton, bein shaloi midaton. Lefikach, therefore, im eruvu aleim ve'eruvu la'atzman, shaloi midaton means even if it's against their will. Even if they made their own eruv in another location, the father's or the master's eruv trumps theirs. Yoitzin only b'shal rabam. Guys, you can never have two eruvin because you can only walk 2,000 hours in each direction. From where you're taking in Shabbos. You can't put an Eruv to the right and an Eruv to the left. So here, the father put it here against their will, to the Mizrach. They put it in Maidav. What they did is not valid. However, Avol Eina Ma'arav Eloi Alidei B'no Yubit HaGdolim. I cannot, Ma'arav Alidei means I cannot do it on their behalf. Not even through Avdei V'Shevachasa Yo Ivrim. And guys, not even for your wife. Ella Midaton. You have to have their consent.
Why is everything else normally you can do for your wife, but here you
not everything else. Not everything else.
I mean, a lot, you know.
Not this. And even though they're eating off your table, you have to have their consent. Now, the Rambam goes into nuance. What happens if you made an Eder for them? These are people that live off your table, your household members, and they heard about it, and they were quiet without making a protest. They never consented, but they never made a macha. So then the din is yoytzin be'eruvay. However, if Eder, I'll call echel mehem, and they were quiet, they didn't make a verbal macha, but they made their own Eidov in another location. Well, that's the greatest macha. And therefore, only be'eidov atzman, katan ben shei shanu me'pachos, child that's 6 years or younger, we already established lenamba. We're going to go with that sheet the way that Rebbe explains in Ochos Tama Torah. That ben sheish lenamba means when he turns 5 years old. Because when someone is celebrating their fifth birthday, what's really happening is on that day they already entered their sixth year. He's yoytze be'ed of iman, and therefore not the eid of aviv, be'ed of iman. And you don't have to put for him a mazon shteis u'udas la'atzmai. Now you can argue he's a minor, he's not mechuyev, but not because of chinuch, especially biyodayim. We're not going to take our child on a walk beyond the tchum. Here you are allowed to do it, but he's automatically included not in his father's eid of. It's all about food, about the and you eat with the mother. Halacha veis. Haroitza l'shaleach eruva biyad achel aniach lebemakim shuroitza l'kvayshir shasisham. If you want to send your eruv in the hands of a shliach, even though the Rambam already alluded to such a case, right in Halacha Yud Gimel, but now he's speaking explicitly about it. Harashus biyad that you could appoint a proxy, you could appoint a shliach. Uche shehu mishalchay. However, there are now let's go into the hilcha shlichas. Nor in shaita, nor of a cotton. The guy's going to do you a favor. Now you go on mitzvah today, you say, put on tefillin, and the guy doesn't want you to say, do it for me. If he did it, he did a mitzvah. He did a mitzvah. Here, if the guy doesn't believe in an eruv, but he's doing you a favor. If he doesn't believe in the eruv, he cannot place the food for you. And not only lechatchila v'im, shilach ena eruv. However, the big however, when do we need to have a adult who is mentally there, but a believer, not when he receives the food from you, but only when he places the food in its new location. And therefore, I have with me a katan. I'm asking the katan, do me a favor, take the food to Chaim. Chaim is an adult. I'm asking this not yet believer in Eruvin, take it to Chaim. So from me, it was taken by someone who's not valid, but it was handed over to someone who is valid. Because you don't need, it's leaving miyad hamishaleach, it's about its placement. And therefore, if you put it down, you gave it to a monkey, you gave it to an elephant. It's also going to be good. But now there's a question. How do you know they actually gave it to the person who's kosher? You have to see that. Because if you don't see it, how do you know that they actually did it? The Eidev, and they did not make any more instruction. Make an Eidev where? Didn't say the Eidev aleim be'ezeruach sheratza. Since the Mishaleach never specified, the Shliach has the power to choose where. Hadeze Eidev v'yoytzen bei sharei lo yichadoi leiruach. However, he gave some specification, and it appears to be something inconsequential. But he specified, I want you to use dates. And that shliach used the figs. Or begregeris, and he used tamarim. Or another detail that you can argue is inconsequential. But the Meshaleach says, place the eruv in a closet. And he put it in a chicken coop. It's just as protected. But he didn't follow the instruction. Bashoivach, v'nicha b'amigdol. Babayis, v'nicha b'aliyah. Since he deviated, eina eruv. How great is that? If the Meshaleach doesn't specify, then the Shliach has a lot of leeway. But if he does, then you have to be faithful. Here again, the art of all of him, it's one of him, McGregor is my vice valia, Hadeza Eidov.
The reason why it has to be like very important is so that he doesn't go beyond it, so he knows where it is. Is that the logic? No.
No, because the guy, the shliach, left it the location. He put it in the same location.
So why is it?
Because that's the rule in my shlichas.
It has to be specific.
The Rebbe said, "Tut alts vaser ken." So then, anything that you do, you can argue you're doing with the Rebbe's koyach. If the Rebbe would say, "Do A," you got to do A, not B. Halacha chavdala. Kishem shemavarchem al ruvi chatzedes v'shitufim a voice. Even though it's midrabanan, as we explained, and you say Hashem kedisharu v'mesvayse v'tzivano, kach mevarich al ruvi tchumen. And by the way, it's the same exact bracha. Hashem kedisharu says v'tzivano al mitzvas eru. The oimer, and then you add, just like by the eruvi chatzedes, you add a statement. Here you also add a statement. You have to say what you're doing. That v'zeh ha'eruv yehimut ali, not to l'chol b'nei beisi, because you're only putting food, you're putting it for you. Every person has to have their own food. La'halech mimarkim zeh, from where the food is going to be placed, al paimam l'chol ruach. V'im ha'yeechem arav al dey rabim, then he says, v'zeh eruv yehimut l'pleini l'pleini, oy l'b'nei makim pleini, oy l'b'nei irzu, la'halech mimarkim zeh, al paimam l'chol ruach. Gebal. So we concluded the basics of Eruvin, and what the Rambam is going to do now in Perek Zayin is going to tell you a gavaldik kabbal, that actually everything we learned is not even the real original way of making an Eruv Tchumen. Ideally, an Eruv Tchumen means that you should actually, it's called to be ma'ariv beraglo, you should walk to that location. Not to trouble you to walk to that location, they allowed for you to put food there. So let's go inside. So now we're going to learn in Perek Zayin the Eruv Beragla, and we're going to learn something even greater. That your kind of shvisa berichuk makam. I'll just speak out what that means. That means that if you're planning to be ma'ariv beraglov, not putting food, you're planning to walk there in some circumstances, even if you only began to walk there, as long as you know where you want to walk to, it's as if you walked there already. And we're going to see in certain circumstances that you don't have to walk out of the city. You don't have to walk, I don't know, you can take a couple of steps. If you live in the second story, you can start walking downstairs. Wow. Okay, let's go. Perek Zayin is much shorter. Perek Zayin only has 10 halachas. We're going back to the normal size parakim. And beginning with halacha aleph. You can appreciate this. This is like a third of a chapter of what we have until now. Halacha aleph, mi sheyotza me'erev Shabbos chutz l'medina. If a person actually left their city, v'amad d'makam yedua b'teichat chuma b'sofi, and he stood in a specific place, and he made a declaration verbally, shvisasi b'makam azeh. And guys, he was there during the Bein HaShemashes. Just like we learned in the last chapter, your food has to be there. He was there without any food. I'm acquiring, Shabbos for me is here. And then after Shabbos came in, he goes back to his city and he sleeps in his bed just because he returned to his city and he slept in his bed or he ate in his house since he was at that location while Shabbos came in. He can only use that place as his makam shvisa. And the 2,000 amas is counted not from his home, not from his bed, not from his dining room table, but from where he was ma'arid baraglo. And now the Rambam says, actually, really, that's the main way you make it, which is la'arid baraglo. So the Rambam began without the ikr, because people de facto use food. It's a lot more convenient. But for that, you have to be wealthy enough to be able to afford to give up two seudas to place it there. Not many people were poor. Putting food was only to make the life of a wealthy person easier. Right? The wealth got wealthier. Everything is easy for them. So no, first they established the concept that if you are ma'ariv beraglov, that's an eruv. Then they added, oh, you know what? You don't have to go there, but you have to really show you're going to be there, and you do that by putting food there. Halacha beis. Now we're going to take this la'ariv beraglov. We're going to extend it now. We're going to expand it. But here, there's many nuances. The most important nuance is that for whatever we're going to learn in base, for it to work, I have to know exactly where I'm planning to go. If I have intent to take in Shabbos at a certain location, I know exactly where it is. You don't have to know on the map, on the Google. You have to know on that tree. Like there's a certain landmark, and you know that landmark, and that's where I plan to take in Shabbos, for a tree, or a bias, or a fence. Shumakir mekoymai. As long as that landmark and where you are in your home is within the tchum. Again, the yesh beinoy beinoy kishechashech alpaim amay pachas. So you know where you're going to. You're not putting an ative with food. You're being ma'ariv beragvah. And guys, here are the words. Vehechazik baderech. You started out on your journey. We're going to see soon starting out on your journey can be something very minute. But you started to go there. Vehalach, oh, one second. Vehalach, kadeshi gelo yisamakam yiknavish v'sasa. You begin to go in order to get there, to be ma'ariv beragvah. Afal pishu lo yigiyav lo yamacham. Even though you never reached your destination, which means you certainly didn't stand there. You were not there when Shabbos came in. Someone distracted you. Look how we are beginning. Something stopped you from making that journey all the way to that specific landmark. As long as you knew which specific place you plan to make your eruv, and you plan to make the eruv not with food, but you plan to walk there, and you began to walk, and you stopped the journey, it's already good enough. That's called, you're a kind of shvisa, even though you are berichuk makim. Hanochas oichlin, ma'arav baraglov, richuk makim. Very good. The shekivin, shegamar belibay lekvaya sham. Sham means in a specific place. And you began, the beginning can be a step. The hechzik baderech, nasa kemisha amat sham, oishani echarubay sham. Halacha gimel. Now again, we're going to limit it. That's only ba'ani she'ein matrich and oisa l'niach eruv. Latrichai, guys, is this guy doesn't have food. Oy berachai k'goy mishohoy ba'baderech v'hoy yoreshem ha'techshach. No, he was going to go there, but he didn't go there. He's an ani because there was a reason. V'hu she'yishar manayim k'dei she'yil oisam v'akam sh'kov v'sh'vusash k'am sh'techshach imratz v'chol k'aycha. Another nuance. When am I kind of shvisa dani v'richuk makayim? If when I set out on my journey, I was actually able to make it there, begashmias, prior to Shabbos. And not by walking normal. Even if I can only make it there if I were to run, that's fine. As long as I am able to run, even if I have to run with all of my koyach, but if I would have done so, there is a potential of me reaching there. Means you could have gotten there and returned, then it's good. You have another conditions. Aval im lo yarachik. Lo yarachik means there was no reason. There was no reason why you should not make it there. Stump. And you're not poor. However you define this, because if you're not poor, it's expected of you to put food there. Or you decided to be kind of shvisa there a little bit too late. It's not before Shabbos, but even if you were to run with all your koyach today, it doesn't mean to run. Today it means to go with your car. Would you have to have the gashmiyzdik ability of getting there, but you didn't have that. Or that place is beyond 2,000 amam. Or, now this is very important, that you don't have a specific landmark in mind. Now, guys, I want to get to the neighboring city. That I know. And the neighboring city is 3,000 amas away from where I am. That I know. And therefore, it's resolvable by placing a native tchumen. I have to place it in between my city and that city. I know all that. But if I don't know of a landmark, even though I know towards which direction, and I know more or less how many amas, it's also not good. So you don't know the specific place. You don't have in mind a specific place. Hey guys, putting food is great. Being ma'arav beraglav is great. But to do this stretch, you didn't even get there. It's as if you got there, you have to have some specific place. And now, what happens with the eruv? Again, now we're beginning to go base. You know, just we're expanding. Speaking out the basics of Eruv Tchumen, like we mentioned, if the Eruv is in a Rishus HaYachid, walking in that Rishus HaYachid doesn't deduct any of the 2,000 Amah. You can walk that Rishus HaYachid and outside of it towards each direction, 2,000 Am. Or you are in a tail, or you are in a bikam. So now we have to follow the same rules we had before in Hilchos Shabbos. If it's Beis Hosayim or less, which means that what? That you are allowed to carry in there, so it's a bona fide Rishus HaYachid. Here again, not 2,000 Amas from your food. Not 2,000 Amas from your Markim Ma'arav HaRagav. 2,000 Amas outside this Rishus HaYachid, which is great. Ma'alach HaSkul HaVechutz LaPanam L'chol Ruah. Which means that midrabanan, you cannot carry in that location. It's not a normal rishus hayochid. That ain leba ella arba amis, like we said, is from where your food is, from where your ma'arav baraglav is, 2 amas in each direction, a total of 4 amas, and then beyond it, the 2,000 amas lachavru. Same thing, so you can't carry it. Right, 4 amas and 2,000 in each direction. Halacha 5. Hakoina shvisa berichut makim. Veloisia makim shvisasai. You did not specify the exact location. As we mentioned, it doesn't work. Lekana shvisa shem. Ketzer. Hoi babaderech v'amar shvisasi besada plainis. Guys, sada plainis is too broad. Or the bika plainis. Or berichut, exactly 1,000 amas. But you don't know the landmark. Where are you from there? 2,000 amas. Amar, let's go. What happens if you begin to specify? So let's go to what detail. You say, I'm kaina shvisa under that tree. You knew that tree. Or under that rock. Well, how much space is under the tree? That's going to be key. 8 amas or more. That's already terrible. Why is that terrible? Because 8 amas is halachically 2 places. A place is 4 amas by 4. If it's 8 by 8, then which from the 8, which 4? Like on a shvisa. So you did not mamish specify your location. You know how you resolve it? I'm going to spend Shabbos by the roots. That's called being mechaven. By 4 amas in the Dorim, or the 4 amas in the Tzofen. But if you didn't speak about the roots, you didn't say which direction, but all of the area under the trees less than 8 amas, not 4 amas. It can be 5 amas, it can be 6 amas, less than 8. Less than 8 is not 2 makimas. Less than 8 is 1 makim, then it's good. Then it's chavel, ish b'shtachtav, then kana, sharei encham shir shtem makimas, vare mixas makimim esuyam, ho yishnaim boim baderach, 2 people are walking. Now, guys, we're going to do the shvisa of Berichut Makayim, but one of them knows the landmark. He knows the tree. He knows the fence. And his chaver that's traveling with him doesn't know any specific landmark. He can rely on the other. That's a leniency. And it works. Wow. Halacha 8.
Sorry. So whatever the landmark is, you get up to 8 amos if you don't know exactly? Or you have to specify
under
the
landmark, you have 8 amas. You have to specify in the landmark the northernmost part of it. What happens if I am planning to send food with a shliach and the shliach is doing this? The shliach began to walk, and for some reason, the shliach never made it there. If I'm sending someone with food, my friends, you got to put the food there. Amazing. Listen to this, Danny. So we send the food in the shliach. We don't get to use it because he never made it there. But the shliach himself, since he was the one that was walking there, so he departed. So he gets to count on it.
He was going there. He was just trying to establish it for you and for
himself. Yeah, it must be that way.
Okay.
Now, he was not. But who? Kana shameiru. Shareihu babaderech. Then it's chavon lishbay sham.
The third category of him intending.
Him intending to. So he was on everyone. For everyone else, he was bringing food. For him, he was going to be ma'arav beraglav, and now we have this heted that once you go to be ma'arav beraglav, even berichut makim,
Lefikach yesh only loy lemachal alach leshemakim olach lemen opay mocharu halacha nay. Zesho manu shetzarach hakoyne shvisa berichu machem shiyask baderech. That even that is good enough. So you might argue he has to go some journey. How much does he have to walk? That Amam says a tremendous leniency. Not that he has to leave the city or already be in the field. El afilu yared mino aliyah. You live in a second story building. You begin to walk downstairs. Leilach loisamak. The koydam, and you didn't even leave the koydam sheyetzim epesach hachotzel. Here you go. You left your house. You didn't even leave your courtyard. Wow. Another leniency. Normally things, kavanas have to be verbalized. Not here. You don't have to verbalize the landmark. You have to have it in your mind. He didn't make a peep. He was not taking food. He was planning to walk there. But he knew in his mind where he's walking. If you actually are out of Beragla by standing there, you don't have to verbalize anything. Final halacha yud. Hatalmidim shalchem v'olchem v'leila Shabbos b'sadas v'akram. Eitzel balabatim shepitam atzoyim lo evre derachem aboyim sham. Uboyim lalum v'beis ha-medrash. So you have talmidim. Where the students in the yeshiva eat, that was always a challenge. In the scenario where the beis ha-medrash was in one location, and the teg that they ate, the balabatim, around stable they ate, is in another location. So now the question is, we keep on, like, what was the beginning of Hilchos Eidov and Hilchos Tchum and the Perek Vav? We began by speaking about food, right? The food is the Iker, not where you're sleeping, where you're eating. By a Talmud, guys, the food is the Iker. But you know what? A Talmud doesn't care about the food. He's only eating by the Balabas because there's no food in the Beis HaMedrash. A good Talmud, if he would have a dining room the way we have today in yeshivas, why would he waste time to go to a Balabas? He wouldn't. So even though the ikid is where you're eating, and they're eating in a balabas, they don't count it from the balabas. From the Beis HaMedrash. The eating is the ikid? Yeah. But it's not the actual eating. It's where they ideally would have wanted to eat. And she'ilu matzul sudasim Beis HaMedrash. If Talmidim would have food in the dining room, they would not waste their time going to a balabas. So therefore, the ein datum semechas ladina elal beis midrashim. What a beautiful conclusion of Perek Zayin. Chevra, we are beginning with the final chapter of Hilchos Eidovin. Perek Ches, we're going to learn about various stipulations when it comes to an Eidov, meaning that one akuda, you can only have one Eidov. Because like we mentioned, you can only walk with the Rabban and Alpayim Amal Lachal Ruach from Yomakim Shvisa. The only koyach that they gave you through this aid of tchumen is that you can choose where to make your makam shvis. But if I'm placing it to the mizrach, I'm gaining on that side because I can walk even more 2,000 amas, but I'm losing from the other side. So what happens if I do want to place two eruvim? We're going to learn about tanoim. What happens if I'm going into a two-day yontif? And we're going to see that yontif, a person is bound by the eruv yontif the way they're bound on Shabbos. So can you place an Eruv for the first day Yontif on one side and for the other day Yontif on the other side? That will be all of the topic of this chapter. This chapter has 15 halakas, beginning with halakha alf. Ein manichin shnei Eruvim, and a person cannot place two Eruvim, one in the Mizrach, one in the Maidiv. In order, for the Friday night, I'm gaining to the Mizrach. Shabbos day for the Maidiv, no. Kedei sheyehalach mamikzasayim alecha mishnei Eruvim. Ubishar ayim al Eruv sheni. None of nishtazay. Ein ma'arvin shnei Eruvim liyem echad. For one day, you cannot place two Eruvim. And therefore, ta'av e'eruv l'shtei ruchais. Why did he put Eruv tchumen on this side and on the other side? Because kemid dumahu, in his ignorance, he thought that you could be ma'arvin l'shtei ruchais. Or if he told two shluchim, tzu'uv arvo alai, and one of them, like we learned in the last chapter, if he doesn't specify, the shliach has the right to put it wherever they so want. And one shliach, punkt, happened to put it l'tzofin, and the other one put it l'dorein. You know what we say? We don't say that ki'ilu, there is no eidov, and he's koina shvisa in his house. Much worse, we're very machmir. We say that he's bound to both eiduvim, and therefore he can only walk in the areas that overlap the tchum of both eruvim. For example, halacha beis keitzad mahalacha shnei kedagli shneim she'eni yochel halach ela b'makom sheyesh l'shneim lahalach boy. If there were to be two people, and one would have put it the one that was placed in the mizrach, the other one would have put it l'maidov. Well, guys, if they are only, let's say, 1,500 amas apart, then there is a 500 amas overlap. One was placed 1,000 amas to the mizrach. The other one was placed 500 amas l'ruach maidov. How many amas do you have left? 500 amas. Ein zeshe eruvi olav mahalach b'maidov elav ama. Elav ama kedag l'vishor b'mizrach. And v'li halach b'mizrach elav hamish b'mizrach b'maidov. Because he cannot go away from either eruv 2,000 amas. Lefikach im eruv oy eruv olav shnei eruvim elu. And each one guy put a 2,000 amas to the mizrach, and the other one put a 2,000 to the maidov. What happens now? 2,000 and 2,000. This guy cannot walk anywhere. Mizrach maidov. It's only where the area is overlapping is within both of the tchumen. A person is, however, allowed to put down two eruvim in two different directions. And that's because, let's go to also the Rambam Paskin, that an eruv tchumen l'chatchila should only be done by market mitzvah. So I'll tell you a mitzvah. You're living in a village here. There's a village to the right, 3,000 amas, which means without an eruv tchumen, you can't walk there. There's a village to the left, another 3,000 amas. You need an eruv tchumen to get there. There are two chachamim coming to give lectures, one to the right, one to the left. You don't know which lecture you want to listen to. You didn't decide yet. So this is a classical case of breda, of retroactive clarification that the Rambam paskins, that the dinei de rabbanan, which is this eruv, this tchum of 2,000 amas, is only mid rabbanan. Midoy raisa, you can walk the Rambam up until 12 mil. So by dinei de rabbanan, we say breda. So it says the Rambam, a person can place two eruvim and make a stipulation by saying that im eruv lidvar mitzvah, if something will come up, oy nil chatzdi, or there'll be some sort of necessity, that's a tzoydech, l'macher, and the necessity will come up to the one to the right, then zeh ha'eruv hu sheni seim echala. And which means, of course, that the eruv to the other side is nothing. I don't want to be bound by both. I'm only going to use one. And the imnitz tarachni l'ruach zu ha'shemis, he's saying all this before Shabbos comes in. So then that one, zeh ha'eruv hu sheni seim echala. And therefore, he's saying clearly, the other one is einoy klum. And then he says more. If I'll find out during Shabbos Friday night that I have a need in both ruchais, then I'll decide which one I'll use. But I'm only going to use one. I'm leaving my decision to be made already once it's dark Shabbos, once it's already in Shabbos. And furthermore, you know what? Maybe I'm going to choose not to use either. Maybe I want to be kind of my shvisa here. Neither of them are an eruv. You are allowed to make such a stipulation. That's breda. And that's a din de rabbanan. And it works. Halacha dal. Kishem she'asu latzis chutz l'tchum b'shabes. Kach asur b'yom tov u'b'yom ha'kipurim. Guys, the big question that everyone has on the Rambam is that, don't forget, the Rambam said that chumen on Shabbos is midoy raisa, the 2,000 amas midrabana. I want you to know that on Yontif, chumen is only midrabana. You're not going to be chayv malkus if you walk beyond 12 mil. Anyways, that's what the Rambam is not, is kishem. Kach is because on this 2,000 ama distance, they're both equally awesome midrabana. And the same on Yom Kippur. Uchashem shamoitzim reshus l'reshus b'Shabbos chayev. Now, what about carrying? Carrying is a bit different. Carrying may not be done on Shabbos. Carrying may not be done on Yom Kippur. But on Yom Tov, as we know, on Yom Tov, you can carry. And therefore, lefikach, ma'arvin eruvei chatzeirois, u'mishtafim mevavois, on Yom Kippur, you have to make that for Yom Kippur, for Shabbos, because on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to carry if you don't have an eruv, chatzeirois or mevavois. And when it comes to tchumen walking, and that's a hagdama. I mean, that's a din for itself. You have to know that. But now, halacha, hey, now let's put together. If Yom Tov falls near Shabbos, that means Friday Yom Tov, or Friday falls out on Sunday, or if you have Shnei Yomim Tayim Shel Galuyos, even though Pedik Ches made a rule, very clear, you can't have two Eiruvin, you only can have one, but you can only have one for one day. You can have one for today and one for tomorrow. Now there's a nuance here. You can't use Yomtiv to prepare for Shabbos, even though you can carry on Yomtiv. So let's say Yomtiv is Friday. I can place one to the Mizrach, one to the Maariv, and say that one is for Yomtiv, one is for Shabbos. I have to place them more before Yomtiv. I can put two Eiruvim, one in one direction, one in the opposite direction. And the soymech al ezem sheyitzel liyom rishon, al eiruv shemiruach hasheni shliyom sheni. Not only that, as we learned in halacha gimel, that I can leave my decision to laboy bayoyim. So I can put two eiruvim as long as I'm making it clear. I want to do whatever I want. I want to have the option of using one for Shabbos and one for Yom Tov. No problem. Oy ma'ariv eiruv echad also liruach achas. I can put an eiruv in one direction, and I can say I'm only going to be using it if I want for one of the days. I'm not bound one for the other. And then the other day, whether the second day is Shabbos or whether the second day is Yom Tov or 2 days Yom Tov other than Rosh Hashanah, and that's fine. That if you put one for Yom Tov, you can say, I'm going to use it only for one day and not for the other. That's only b'shnei yomim tevim shel galuyos and avade Shabbos erev Yom Tov, Yom Tov erev Shabbos. Avo b'shnei yomim tevim shel Rosh Hashanah, we pass and they are like one day. And therefore, be'enam out of b'shnei yomim el l'ruach hachas. Halach evav, v'chein masna odem al eruvoy. A person can deposit an eruv tchumen and make the following stipulation. Eruvi l'shabbazu, avo le l'shabbaz acheres. Guys, obviously, presuming that the food won't be consumed, you have to have the food there. But just because I can make that a clear stipulation, or l'shabbos acheres avalei l'zu, or only for Shabbos, l'shabbos sois, and not for yomim tovim. Only for Shabbos. For one day, you have to have one eruv. But one day doesn't bind the other day. One Shabbos doesn't trap you. Doesn't trap you for the other Shabbos. Halach hazayin. When a person tells five others, I am establishing one Eruv on behalf of only one of you, but I'm going to choose later which one of you. Now, obviously, we have to put this together with the dinam that we learned previously, that they have to consent, but they all consented. But he never decided for which one. Ratzisi. If I will choose, that's the way you have to teach it. If I will choose tomorrow, it'll be for Reuven, then Reuven can go. If I won't choose Reuven, then Reuven won't be allowed to go. Even though the person who placed the Eruv only made his choice after Shabbos came in, here again, Breira, it's fine. Yeleich. Because Davar Shuhum, Divrei Soifrim, that Rama Paskins, we have this concept of retroactive clarification. Now, one thing is important. They all needed to know about that. That there's a possibility. We already learned this in the previous chapter. I'm putting an eight of nine, and I'm saying I'm going to choose later which Shabbos. Potentially any Shabbos. Every Shabbos, I'm going to determine whether I want to realign the eight or not. And if I'm not going to realign it, I will be just like any other one that lives over here. Then call Shabbos Yirtzi, even though he made such a choice, one Shabbos came in. Because once he made that decision, we say that goes back retroactively. A person put an Eruv, right, for 2 days Yom Tov or for Shabbos and Yom Tov. Even if it's an Eruv, right, one Eruv in the same direction. If I'm placing one Eruv, guys, I'm just giving a heads up over here. You can't be mechin mi Yom Tov l'Shabbos, mi Shabbos l'Yom Tov, even from the first day for the second day. So when you are before a two-day Yom Tov, you have the right to place, you know, an Eruv here. If I'm placing this Eruv for both days, I'm placing it before the first day Yom Tov. I want it to be effective also for the second day Yom Tov. It must be there for when the second day Yom Tov comes in. You hear, Danny? Pshita. The only exception, again, will be now l'kula l'Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov. So Ketzer Huaysa, Ketzer Huaysa, guys, is a practical question. When you put food outside the city, there's always a likelihood that another person will steal it, that animals will eat it up. So one practical thing is, if I don't have where to hide it there, so if I'm going, guys, on Erev Yomtev, now, once the food was there, when Yomtev came in, what can I do? I can come back. When can I carry? Guys, you can't carry on Shabbos. So the Rambam has to clarify that this option of you taking the food back once it's dark is only im hoya lel yomtiv, because that's when you are allowed to carry. Now, Danny, since I put it there lachatchila for 2 days, so now then tomorrow yomtiv again I can carry and I can bring it back there and I can eat it there if it's lel Shabbos. Or if it's Mishabbos liyamtiv, now it's another case, I put it there before Shabbos, and it's Yomtiv is Sunday. So I left it there Friday night, I left it there Friday afternoon, and I said, this is going to be Cypher Shabbos, Cypher Yomtiv. I can walk back there on Shabbos, not carrying, and I can eat it there, or I can bring it back if it's Yomtiv. It's not like Rosh Hashanah. It has to be there for both days. It has to physically be there. Halacha nine, but if it was eaten up on the first day, it's fine. It works for the whole first day, but you have no Eidu for the second day. Now, what did we learn in Pedek Zion? That the Iked Eidu is not even putting food. There's a concept of being Ma'ariv Beraglov. Let's apply this now to La'ariv Beraglov. Eidu Beraglov Berishayim, just because you walk there, Tzarech La'ariv Beraglov Bishayim. You have to walk back to the same place. You can't make a declaration in the beginning of a two-day yomtiv. See, I'm here, and I'm koina my shvisi here for today and for tomorrow. Nish. Only for Rosh Hashanah you can do that. And the yachshiv v'liba sheikna sham shvisam. Now, eirev v'pas v'rishayim. Im ratzal o'ar v'ragla v'sheini. What happens if you put bread to the first day? A yomtiv, and you carried it back, which is fine. It was there when it was dark. Now you want to be ma'ar v'ragla v'areze eirev. That's fine. But if you want to be out of the pass, you have to use the same bread. That's the key. That's what we keep on saying. You have to bring back. Why? Because if you are not bringing back the same bread, you're using the first day for the second day. You're making the yomtiv lechaveda. I said that. And that's, there's some halachas here that if even though you're taking it back, since it's the same bread, that's not called you're being mechen the yontav lechaveda. Gevaldik. Yud, yoyma kipurim shchalias erev Shabbos yola achar Shabbos. Now, this is not something that's possible once there's a calendar established. The Rambam is making it clear, taka, this can only happen this man when Mashiach is coming and we're going to go back now to be mekadosh al yedei adi'ir. So there, yeroi li, that Yom Kippur and Shabbos are kiyoy mechot. Why is that? Because ukedusha achasein, it's amazing. Unlike 2 days yomtiv, it's one is only a suffix. Unlike Shabbos and yomtiv, and therefore, guys, what's beautiful? You don't have to. The eidov doesn't have to be there for 2 days. Well, you know the reason why nowadays we made the calendar bo'ifen that it should never fall out. There's two reasons to get we have. One is because of kvura. If someone passes away, you can bury 2 days in a row or for vegetables. Anyways, we're going to learn that when we get to Halacha Yudalt. Wow. In other words, listen to this, guys, that these two mekaymais cannot be far from each other 2,000 amot. Means on the same day, you can walk from one to the other. Amazing. This is not the case where you made a stipulation. There, it can be much farther away. If you're saying, I'm going to decide tomorrow which one to use. Here, we're speaking about a person who's being ma'arev with the same food for both days. That's not called you being mechen, the yomtav lechaveiroi. The food has to be there. And we said, furthermore, I can put erev yomtiv food here and food there. Now these two foods have to be within 2,000 amot. Because by yom arishon you're bound by the food in one direction. You have to be able to get before yomtiv. because Shaha Erov mitzvah says she yeah besuda roim by yoim. If there's a hoil any yachal gil zeh erov yom arishayin, well, ain't zuda roim by yoim. Halacha you'd base ketsa that ishin echirub b'richa kalpay mamu bebeisin ruach mizrach, and you're putting it down out of the first day yamtiv by being soy mechan v'sam chalul yom arishayin and being echirub b'richuk. Berichuk ama achas, only because it's 2,000 amas to the mizrach. If you put it even one ama, oy meya oy elu beruach meidev. Guys, you put all this down, Danny, out of the first day. And for samach olav liyom sheni, you're just saying that this one will be for day yomtiv number two. Ena sheni edev. Shaharei bayoyim harishayin ain't zah edev hasheni ro'u loy me ba'oid yoyim. See, we need for it to be ro'oy me ba'oid yoyim. Lefi she'eni yoch alagei elov, sherei lanisha beruach meidev. If you put your eruv on a berichuk elef, and you're saying out of both days yomtiv, but you're doing this out of, you know, this is going to be for the first day. And again, out of the first day yomtiv, you're putting the second eruv liyom sheni. But where did you put it? 500 amas. So eruv here and eruv there are within the 2,000 amas. Kavaldik for some of them sheni hareze eruv sharei efshalei sheyagia leviyim liyoyim rishayin halacha yudalid yom tov shchali is be'erev Shabbos. If yom tov falls out on Friday, eino oise eruv b'yom tov, you may not make an eruv on yom tov. Lo eruv chaseres v'lo eruv tchumen. You understand, guys, because the Eruv is going to be for Shabbos. You're being mechin miyantiv l'Shabbos. So when do you have to do everything? Prior to yantiv. Ela ma'aruhu yom chamishi, shu erev yantiv. Now the Rambam says, what happens if it's a two-day yantiv in Golos, and then that goes into Shabbos, right? So it's yantiv Thursday, Friday, and then the Shabbos. Im cholush me ayom amtevim shu erev chamishi, erev Shabbos. So when do you have to make all of the Eruvim that we learned in this series? It has to be done on Wednesday. And if you didn't do it on Wednesday, so says the Rambam that Eruv Chatzeros. Now, guys, what are we doing Eruv Chatzeros for? Halkop, we just learned this in this chapter. Only for Shabbos. But since you can't be Mechen the Shabbos, Meyantav the Shabbos, you have to do the Eruv Chatzeros, which is only needed for Shabbos, Eruv Yantav. I got it. But here you have a leniency. Since you're doing it only for Shabbos, and really the 2 days is a suffix, so we are lenient. If you didn't do it, which you should have done it on Wednesday, you do it on Thursday, and you do it on Friday, and every time you do it, you make a declaration, if today is really yomtiv, so what I'm doing now is nothing, but if today is really not yomtiv, then this is the mutual, today's end of yomtiv, then I'm doing this for Shabbos, and then you do the same thing again the next day. We'll see umasna in a moment in the final chapter halacha, but eruvei techumen may not be done because koina shvisa is a kinyan, and even though it's a suffek, that's the kinyanim is much more serious. So you have to make the eruv techumen, guys, erev yomtiv, and if you didn't do it, you can't. Halacha tezvav what? Is the stipulation that you make by Idei Ruvei Chatzeros, Oimer Bachamishi, which is really the first day Yomtiv. Im Hayom Yomtiv, if today is Taka Yomtiv, then what I'm saying now is nothing. But if today is not Yomtiv, because really we got it wrong with the calendar, that's how we came to the 2 days Yomtiv, which today is really Erev Yomtiv, and this is my Eruv Chatzeros. Ulamacher, but since you have a doubt, so you have to repeat the same declaration again on Friday. Ulamacher Chayzer Ma'arav Oimer, Im Hayom Yomtiv, and I already did an Eruv yesterday. So my words are not needed. And the aim of the varayam klum, but the aim is raya yamtiv. So therefore, what I did yesterday was nothing. Then harei ze'ev. Amed varam amurim. B'shnei yamam tevim shol galiyos. But here again, the final time, avol b'shnei yamam shol Rosh Hashanah. Since it's kiyoy mechot, no such a stipulation may be made. So if the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, by the way, this is something that's it falls out many times. It's 2 days Rosh Hashanah going into Shabbos. And if you did not make an Eruv Chatzeros on Wednesday, you cannot make an Eruv Chatzeros. The Enam out of Lahem, Elam Erev Yomtiv. Brich Rachman of the Sion. Chabra Mazel Tov. How great is that? Wow.
I want to say that if it's Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to do it on Rosh Hashanah.